Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. More than 500,000 remain without power in flood-ravaged Louisiana and Mississippi in the wake of Hurricane Isaac. President Obama is planning to tour the storm damage Monday, reports NBC's Kristen Welker.
This comes on the heels of Mitt Romney visiting Louisiana on Friday. Both campaigns were asked if it was a problem that Romney went to the region before the president, and both campaigns essentially said that there was no problem in that.
The president is campaigning in Iowa and Colorado this weekend. The remnants of Isaac are moving into the Midwest, where the storm could provide some relief to drought-stricken states. Weather Channel meteorologist Julie Martin is in Illinois.
Really, the big benefit could be for soybeans. In fact, it's a little too late in the season for the corn. The damage is already done here. But we could see 3 to 5 inches here across parts of the Midwest today.
Meanwhile, forecasters say Tropical Storm Leslie has strengthened and is nearly a hurricane as it churns out in the Atlantic. This is NBC News Radio.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that some drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meat Packers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meat Packers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include pork spare ribs for $2.49 a pound, a package of 10 hamburger patties, $6.95, a 10-pound bag of chicken leg quarters, $9.90, and pork, beef, or chicken bratwurst, just $3.99 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
You could be injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, simply because you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Listen, you didn't have control over your accident. But if you've hired an attorney to get the compensation you deserve yet need money now, Oasis Legal Finance can help. Oasis has already given millions to people just like you who need money while waiting for their lawsuits to settle. Once approved, Oasis can get you the money in as little as 24 hours. There are no out-of-pocket fees, no payments until your case settles, and if you should lose your case, there's no obligation to repay. So there's no risk. Don't wait. If you need cash now, give Oasis a call. The phone call and application are free. Call Oasis Legal Finance at 1-800-562-5993 right now. That's 1-800-562-5993. 1-800-562-5993. Not available in Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Maryland, or North Carolina. In Missouri and Illinois, legal fundings are processed as loans.
Just imagine as the sun rises over the rolling hills, a herd of zebra running off in the distance. The giraffe are enjoying breakfast, nibbling on a tall tree. A mother rhinoceros and her baby walking toward the watering hole. And the cheetahs and wild dogs are stalking their morning prey. Put your passport away. This adventure is happening right here in Ohio. This is Jungle Jack Hanna, and I invite you to take the safari of a lifetime at the wilds in southeastern Ohio. The untamed wilderness of the wilds is home to rare and endangered species from around the world, living in natural, open-range habitats. Hop on one of the wild's open-air safari vehicles to experience firsthand the wilds of Africa in your own backyard. But the fun doesn't stop there. The wilds also offers exclusive wildside tours, overnight accommodations, camps, horseback riding, fishing, zip lines. There is truly an adventure around every corner. Visit thewilds.org or find the wilds on Facebook and Twitter. Grab your binoculars and camera and let the adventure begin.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Just imagine as the sun rises over the rolling hills, a herd of zebra running off in the distance. The giraffe are enjoying breakfast, nibbling on a tall tree. A mother rhinoceros and her baby walking toward the watering hole. And the cheetahs and wild dogs are stalking their morning prey. Put your passport away. This adventure is happening right here in Ohio. This is Jungle Jack Hanna, and I invite you to take the safari of a lifetime at the wilds in southeastern Ohio. The untamed wilderness of the wilds is home to rare and endangered species from around the world, living in natural, open-range habitats. Hop on one of the wild's open-air safari vehicles to experience firsthand the wilds of Africa in your own backyard. But the fun doesn't stop there. The wilds also offers exclusive wildside tours, overnight accommodations, camps, horseback riding, fishing, zip lines. There is truly an adventure around every corner. Visit thewilds.org or find the wilds on Facebook and Twitter. Grab your binoculars and camera and let the adventure begin.
How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
So you heard about the guy in Toledo who found the $3 million cache of old baseball cards. And so you've been looking around in your basement and attic to see if you can get lucky. Chances are, though, you didn't find the $1 million Honus Wagner card. But you might have found some old vinyl records. So don't be discouraged. Take them to Used Kids Records at 1980 North High Street across from the OSU campus. They buy vinyl, CDs, and DVDs, but they just love that vinyl. So get rid of your recent find and get cash in return. You aren't likely to get $1 million, but hey, some cash is better than none. And if your stash is so huge you can't move it, call Used Kids at 421-9455 and they will come to you. And don't forget about Vinyl Mondays when you get 20% off on all used vinyl. Used Kids Records, 1980 North High Street, across from the OSU campus. Call them at 421-9455. And if you found any old 8-tracks or cassettes, just go ahead and talk.
This is Fight Back with Dr. Bob Fitrakis. To join the conversation, call the studio line at area code 614-821-1580. And now, here's Dr. Bob. Get up, stand
up. Hello, Dr. Bob Fitrakis live in the studio. The number to call, 821-1580. That's area code 614-821-1580. I think we're going to have Tom Over call in. He was down at the Republican convention on the outside. But the question today is, what did you think? Did you watch any of the Republican convention? I'll share my thoughts, and Michael Allwood will share his as well. Michael, here's my take. I was watching it. It looked like the Stepford Wives met deliverance. I mean, if you looked at, let's just say it was one of the least diverse crowds on planet Earth, and the Mormons, you know, I know individual Mormons, and I've never had any problem with them, but, you know, I did go through Mormon country back in the late 1980s.
Have you ever been to the Mormon Reception Center in Salt Lake City?
No, I passed it. But
it's a spooky experience.
I didn't have the special underwear, Michael.
Oh, okay. But I was watching the other night. And by the way, I probably did not watch as much as you did because I could only take it in snippets because my blood began to boil at certain points during the, for example, during the Scott yeah. Walker speech, during the Chris Christie speech in particular, my blood began to boil.
I'm Chris Christie! I'm a big, loud guy! I'm not going to even mention Mitt because I want to be
Christie
president.
The Hutt.
So
I could only take it in,
I'm bellowing!
I could only take it in snippets. But I did notice at one point, one night, and I forget which night it was, the camera kept stopping on an elderly black woman who was in the crowd, and she looked extremely uncomfortable. And Veronica...
What was it, that one black woman who is like a Mormon running for...
I don't know who it was, but she looked very uncomfortable. And it was Veronica who proposed the concept that she was paid to be there.
Well, there was one woman that they had who was black, and she was running for governor as a Republican. And I'm thinking, at what point don't you feel, you know, what were you, adopted by order Amish or something else? Let's go to the phone. Actually, we've got callers already, Michael. Let's go. Rick on the hilltop. Rick, what's on your mind?
Oh, can you hear me, Dr. Fitrakis?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I got to confess, just like a broken clock, I agree with you twice a day, but I do commend you on your work for the 2004 election deal. I thought that was stellar work that you did there. Now, my question is this. I would like to hear your opinions on what happened with Ron Paul and that whole ordeal.
Well, you know, I mean, look, Ron Paul, you know, and again, I've told people, if I had to vote, I'd vote Green first, I'd vote Ron Paul, Libertarian second, followed by Obama, because I don't like kind of drone warfare and large handouts, and
Amen,
I'd vote
brother.
Republicans last. So, You know, I mean, here's what's happening. You know, I actually believe they cheated Ron Paul in terms of how they counted the votes the delegates. And what else I believe is they don't want to. Here's the problem with Ron Paul and his followers. They can look at a map. They can read a map. They notice there's an Atlantic Ocean on the east, a Pacific on the west, a friendly Canada and Mexico to each border, and that we don't need 800 military bases worldwide, and we're basically propping up, you know, these unnatural multinational corporations, and they don't like this privatized, you know, what's Ron Paul's great sin? He asks to audit the Fed. We ought to know who owns our money supply and what in the hell we're doing with it and how we got $16 trillion in debt. So they're trying to force the Ron Paul people out of the Republican Party, because what they wanted is a red meat born again white party, which is really controlled by a few handful of the 1% of corporatists. They don't want real entrepreneurs in that party. They don't want real people that are discussing real issues, which is what gets Ron Paul in trouble. And I'm glad the delegates of Maine walked out.
Yeah, me too. I don't know about the. I'm actually an evangelical Christian. I'm totally not on board with the Republicans at all. So I'm kind of
with there's
on
a
that,
lot of evangelicals that were old school evangelicals who have a sense of community. The new crowd they seem to be trying to manipulate. You know, I mean, they.
Let me throw something into the conversation, and that is, I'm curious to see how the evangelicals of the country stand up to Mitt Romney as a Mormon.
I'm against him, not on that basis, just on what he stands for with these endless wars in the Mideast. And basically, he's who he is. So that's my problem with him.
Well, but also the evangelicals have been told since birth that Mormonism is a cult.
It is.
Well, I don't want to go there. I actually share that opinion. I don't hold that against him as a politician.
Right.
That's a separate issue, but
it's not.
Okay, hang on, second caller. We'll let Rick finish up, and we'll get to the second caller. Go ahead, Rick.
That's basically my point, Bob. I don't have much more to add to that.
So you're a supporter of Ron Paul.
I am. I thought he was closest to my principles. And again, I don't agree with Paul down the line, but I thought, I thought he was square. You know, as much as any politician can be square, I thought he was.
Mm-hmm. So I thought the Ron Paul people were treated unjustly. I thought their delegates were unfairly stripped. And not only that, big concern with the Tea Party here in Ohio. A lot of the people that formed the original Tea Party were Ron Paul supporters in the Republican Party and Libertarians, and there's been a move to take that party over by the Koch brothers, who are much more neoconservative, much more pro-war, and turn it into AstroTurf instead of real grassroots. And
that has actually happened. You know, Mike Papantonio from Ring of Fire was one of the original Tea Party people.
Mm-hmm.
And he has spoken out on this subject that the neoconservatives took over the Tea Party movement, and the original concept was more, it was kind of a neo-libertarianism.
Yep.
And they were all shoved out of the way, and it was the Koch brothers faction of the Tea Party that did that and moved it toward this ultra-right sort of movement in the party.
Pro-corporate,
yes,
pro-war,
exactly.
Yeah. And
we're in a mess.
I hear you there. Thanks for the call,
Rick. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to the next caller. Hello, caller. You were talking about Mormonism.
Listen, I am so sorry. I did not know that you had a three-way going. I was talking to myself as the gentleman was speaking. I want to say several things. Number one, I love you women.
Which
second
women?
Point. Yeah, that's what she said, didn't she? Ann Romney.
Oh, okay.
I love you women. Number two, second point, I'm so pumped up right now, I can hardly think. The second point I want to make it emphatically clear. That black woman that you saw on TV, it was not me.
It was Judith Powell.
It was not Judith Powell, okay?
Judith,
it wasn't me.
Judith, yeah. you saw the person I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't you want to go and hug her and help her out the door? Didn't you, didn't you want to take her in your arms and say, look, what are you doing?
You know, I wanted just to shake her. Woman, what are you thinking?
So, like, look around you, woman.
I was trying to do a quick analogy when I was watching.
I just wanted to say, don't let them put a microchip in your ass. Escape while you still have a chance.
Bob, keep it clean now. The second point.
Okay, shoulder. Don't let them put a microchip in your shoulder.
You know, the second point, the third point that I want to make is just about all the speakers made reference to their parents who were immigrants. Okay, that's fine. They gave them all the accolades and, you know, tributes and whatever. They never really, they did not address black people.
Well, they weren't black.
Built this country.
None of their parents were black.
Yeah, but let's hear your policies on immigrants today.
You want to reference your ancestors, but now...
Tell us what your policy
or John Kasich. I mean, John Kasich, like, you know, my dad, he was like a postal worker, and now I want to destroy postal unions.
All of them are betraying
the stuff that got them into college, like Ryan, you know, the Social Security that helped him go to school, and John Kasich, pension from the postal workers. So all of them acknowledge that their parents were hard-working public servants, and now they turn around on their policies and want to kiss rich people's butts and destroy the public unions. It's absurd.
And not just the public, unions. They also want to privatize the postal system.
Okay, now hold on one second because it's my turn, and, you know, I lose my train of thought very quickly.
Well, we were just helping you out.
And Romney had on a $2,000 designer dress.
Yeah, she bought at Costco.
Which is, she was dressing down.
That's not even talking about the jewelry or the shoes. No, I'm serious about this.
I know, but for her, that was dressing down.
That's more than my income for the whole month.
I hear you.
While I am putting my drugs, because Dr. Petrakis knows how sick I was, when I get my medicines, which are so expensive, and I do have insurance, I have to put them on a credit card. Now, she is soliciting people for their votes, and she's flaunting a $2,000 dress? Come on!
And like Bob said, she was dressing down.
She is so, both of them are so out of touch.
Well, just because she's got a better dressage saddle than you for her horse, how much does your dressage saddle cost?
Jeez, my God, you know, they don't have a clue what the average person is enduring on a monthly basis. Okay, that's all I want to say because, you know, somebody said that they could only watch it in snippets. That's me. I was so intense, I could not watch it all.
I was just furious. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Judith.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is this Tom Over?
Hey, Bob.
Tom Over, who didn't get to see much of the convention because you were outside.
Yeah, I was outside.
It sounds like you're outside now. You're squabbling at, did you find a coffee shop?
I did. It's a coffee shop called the Common Market.
Cool.
So I'm kind of disappointed it's not named after some billionaire. So... I'm just joking, but anyway, what do you want to know? I've been on the road with Occupy Wall Street on their bus, sitting behind the key organizer, Aaron Black, right behind his seat. So I kind of watched the buzz going on in terms of cell phones and people sitting at their computers and working the social media for what it's worth.
Well, tell me, what did you... outside the convention, was the protest smaller than anticipated?
That's what I hear. I don't have probably as much experience as you have, so I don't have the long list of arrests to brag about, like Keith McHenry of Food Not Bombs, probably arrested nearly 400 times in his life. But, you know, I'll do what I can. But I think the Hurricane Isaac scared some folk off. It might have been maybe 500-600 people. That's really not
Not a bad crowd for the hardcore.
Yeah, so, I mean, I spent a lot of time at encampments, and we did some marches.
How close could you actually get to the convention site?
Back in Tampa. Obviously, this one isn't starting yet down here. In fact, you can roam the streets pretty freely up here in Charlotte right now. But down in Tampa, they have the free speech zone. So that area around the Times Forum, named after the Tampa Bay Times Forum, or named after Tampa Bay Times, but the not really that close. There is one guy by the name of Vermin. I don't know if you've ever heard of Vermin. He runs for office every year as a joke. But
Hey Tom.
Yeah,
it's Michael. Can you hold on through the break? We need to break away for a minute. Can you hold on?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I have my phone should last that long. I have limited minutes, but I'll hang on here.
All right.
Or do you want me to call back in to save minutes?
No, like just
wait 5 minutes and call back in.
Well, you can do that. Yeah,
you can do that. We'll keep a line open for you because we got to go to break right now. We'll be right back on Fight Back.
The fight has just begun. Fight Back with Dr. Bob Petrakis is back after this short break.
So you heard about the guy in Toledo who found the $3 million cache of old baseball cards. And so you've been looking around in your basement and attic to see if you can get lucky. Chances are, though, you didn't find a million-dollar Honus Wagner card. But you might have found some old vinyl records. So don't be discouraged. Take them to Used Kids Records at 1980 North High Street across from the OSU campus. They buy vinyl, CDs, and DVDs, but they just love that vinyl. So get rid of your recent find and get cash in return. You aren't likely to get $1 million, but hey, some cash is better than none. And if your stash is so huge you can't move it, call Used Kids at 421-9455 and they will come to you. And don't forget about Vinyl Mondays when you get 20% off on all used vinyl. Used Kids Records, 1980 North High Street, across from the OSU campus. Call them at 421-9455. And if you found any old 8-tracks or cassettes, just go ahead and talk.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com. How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311. Or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
He doesn't just play a doctor. Bob Fitrakis is a doctor. Just not that kind of doctor. Back to Fight Back with political science professor Dr. Bob Fitrakis.
Fight the powers that be. All right, we're waiting for Tom Over to call back in. Unlimited minutes hanging around with Occupy.
And by the way, during the break, I mentioned briefly Ayn Rand. Have you noticed how quickly Paul Ryan is backstepping from the philosophy of Ayn Rand after he has publicly said that Ayn Rand was mandatory reading for his staff? But now, when people start looking at the philosophy of Ayn Rand, now he is backpedaling from that philosophy.
And again, as a college professor, I don't have any problems, putting Rand in the curriculum on political philosophy. Ideology is mandatory.
For study purposes.
For study purposes. And I think really the bizarre thing about it is the fact that she was an atheist and she believed in women controlling their bodies and having the right to abortion. So the odd thing is she's not being excluded now. He's not backpedaling from his favorite philosopher because of her economics. Rational self-interest, which you can make an argument for, but because of social issues.
I'm putting my finger to my nose, which means you are spot on target.
Spot on!
because there is objectivism as a philosophy, and I believe we have Tom back in a moment here, but that is the problem, because when you dig deeper into her philosophy, it does differ greatly from the Republican, the far right wing of the Republican Party, and their philosophy about control of a woman's right to take control of her body. And it's something that she...
Even if she's been raped.
Even if she's been raped.
And how do we know she wasn't asking for it? And then, because if she was really raped...
If she was really raped...
Yeah, I mean, who would think of that? You know, after decades of no means no, suddenly it's like, unless you're properly beaten into submission...
Forcible. Right. That's the term that they want to interject into the whole equation. Because, I mean, really, when you think about the Todd Akin situation where he is trying to say, and by the way, that's not an isolated incident, but when Todd Akin was talking about women having the ability, their bodies having the ability to shut down the reproductive system in a matter of rape. That's a philosophy that's widespread among the right wing. They believe that. Because it's a story, it's an anecdotal story that's been told over and over and over again.
Not unlike with the Klan and the white supremacists who claim if you've ever had sex with somebody of another race, you can have that baby even if the blood will be tainted forever. It's a myth. These people are anti-science. He's running away from Rand because she's an objectivist and she actually believes in the scientific method, even if you don't believe on her premise on economics. She's too rational for Ryan right now because of the red meat far right, really the deliverance crowd that you saw at that convention hanging out with the Mormons.
We have Tom Over
Tom
back
Over
with us.
Is back. Tom, you had something on your mind?
Oh, thanks. I'll take that as a compliment. I heard you talking about Rand. Well, one thing also that some of the conservatives might not embrace is that she was an atheist. She was an ardent atheist. So I'm not sure how that would sit with
atheists are hated more than gay people, who at least they think they can cure or heal.
As opposed to atheists who are just simply damned to hell,
damned to eternal hell.
So, Tom, yeah. Hey, Tom, let me ask you this. Do you get the feeling?
Hello.
Tom.
Yeah.
Do you get the feeling that Paul Ryan didn't read deeply into Ayn Rand when he was first reading it, and when he has, by his own account, taken that philosophy to heart, and it became his favorite reading? Do you get the feeling that he really didn't read it closely enough, and he only skimmed over the top of it?
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, you guys partying pretty heavy there at the coffee shop?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Bob. I can't hear Michael very
well. Okay.
Well,
Michael was saying is, maybe Ryan didn't read Rand all that carefully. The other thing that they left out, if you read any biography of Rand, she was a bit of a sexual libertine and really liked her young charges to actually give her a charge, so to speak.
To give her a what?
A charge.
She was she was open to she wasn't a big fan of monogamy.
Oh yeah, I see.
Well, at least she has something in the Mormons, at least the old order, can't object to that. So what's going on the bus?
I don't have much charge on my phone. Let me try, see if I can. Can you hear me okay though?
I can hear you. There's a lot of stuff in the background. Do you want to relocate?
Yeah, let me try that.
Okay.
And let me see if there's anything to plug in outside.
Okay.
Just a second.
There is Tom partying with Rand followers. That's not true. It just sounded like, Rand was believed in freedom, and that freedom involved your sex life, not letting the state dictate it. It was around your body, your right to an abortion, and, of course, it was around your beliefs. You couldn't be coerced to believe in a God any more than you could be coerced to believe in Stalin.
Actually, she likened the belief in God as ignorance. That's really cutting it to its absolute truth, but she was certainly... She certainly thought that was an idiotic thing to do, to believe in a deity.
Yeah, and not much different than Karl Marx, who said religion, is...
The opiate of the masses,
and again, it's also like, a pickpocket who gives you a balloon, and while you're looking up at the sky, they pick your pocket.
And we have
or would
Tom.
That be Romney? Anyway, oh, base capital.
And we have Tom over
Hi.
Back with us.
Let's talk about free enterprise while I pick your pocket. Tom, Tom over. Are you there or over
yeah,
there?
I am. Speaking of picking pockets, I don't think there should be pocket picking necessarily of unions on the part of grassroots activists. But what I've learned traveling down here with Occupy Wall Street activists on a bus from Tampa to here to Charlotte with various things happening along the way, and also camping out at Romneyville, which is now Obamaville in Tampa, they changed the name, is that somehow, some way, the funding has got to come in. And my humble opinion, from my experience, what I've seen down here, traveling with, seeing the logistics behind activism, mm-hmm. is that there has to be some type of relationship between grassroots, spontaneous, more organic activists and traditional activists, whether those traditional activists happen to be the anti-war movement, the environmental movement, or the no-nukes movement, and yes, unions, various unions.
The original big movement.
Sorry?
I mean, unions were the original mass movement. I mean, those bumper stickers, you know, the people that gave you the weekend.
The labor movement, right. So it's a fine line to walk because people don't want to be compromised and people want a less hierarchical approach to organizing. And I noticed in some of the marches in Tampa is that there was this raw, vibrant energy that came from mostly the young, black-clad folk that call themselves anarchists. There was a positive energy there, and a little bit of tension between that and the leadership that came from Sherry Honkala and the gentleman with her working on her campaign. And you know, I talked to them candidly about it.
And that's the Green Party vice presidential candidate for the listeners.
Right, Sherry Honkala for the Green Party vice presidential candidate. So that's my opinion on that. Is there has to be some type of relationship because. Whether you need buses, whether you need showers, because when I was in Occupy D.C., you know, SEIU would come and offer showers, you know, despite all their flaws. And there was one organizer there with SEIU at one point back in October. She got frustrated, and she said, look, if you're so effing worried about being co-opted by taking showers in our facilities, then don't take a shower. You know, she threw up her hands and said, because some people were just afraid of, like, the untouchables. The SEIU was coming into the Occupy camp.
What if Ayn Rand was in that shower? And you're kind of a supple, agile young man.
Well, it depends on whether it was the 1930s or 1940s Ayn Rand or the 1970s Ayn Rand on Phil Donahue.
Yeah, good point. She was a good-looking woman.
The prunification of Ayn Rand, is that what you're talking about, Tom?
Well, let's not be sexist. I mean, I don't overgeneralize. She had something to offer. As an intellectual, and especially as a woman being an intellectual. And
she's not likely to be there because she hated unions.
I don't want to dwell on her writings. I'm no expert on, you know more about her writings than I do, Bob. But if I can, do you have a question? If you have a question.
Occupy movement?
Actually, I have an interjection here. Looking at Bob's Facebook page, we have Del Perry writes in, hey, Dr. Bob, it's Del P. That RNC was goofy and really made my man Clint Eastwood look confused with his awe-inspiring performance. So many inaccuracies and flat-out lies like that we built it mess and totally out of context, working on mixing tons of music or else I'd call in. So that was from Del P. But let's talk about we built it. Let's talk about that for a minute, Dr. Bob, because, you know, the president's comments about you didn't build that were taken completely, utterly, totally out of context. Because what the president was saying was, you have roads, you have bridges. When the government pays to build roads that accommodate your business, You did not build that road. You did not build that bridge. You did not build the off-ramp to Easton that takes customers into your mall.
Well, not only that, we built $100 million of infrastructure so Les Wexner could build Easton, taxpayers' money, and they're not even part. The people of Columbus paid it, and not Les Wexner.
So he didn't build that.
Surely didn't.
And so the Republicans used 3 days in Tampa to highlight that we built that. They kept saying it was a mantra.
But you got to give them credit, though. The big oil companies did put the oil and the coal in the ground, so it is theirs, if you think about it.
Let me ask a question here.
Sure, go ahead.
Camping out down here and marching, is that to what extent do you think to address the issue of the concentration of wealth and power combined with the issue of the destruction of our ecosystem, to what extent does addressing those issues require us to get beyond a left versus right, Democrat versus Republican paradigm? Because it seems like, if I may interject here, that a lot of us have different perspectives, that, you know, ours seems to be critical of the Democrats, but at the same time, if we had to choose, we'd seem to be more on a Democratic side than the Republican. Any thoughts from either of you, Michael or Bob, on some type of movement? It's perfect for you, Bob. You're a Green Party candidate. What role do you see the Green Party as helping to get Americans past this little box of Republicans and Democrats? Because no offense, Michael, what I'm hearing is that a lot of the focus is on the Republicans and how silly they are. But I think that left versus right box, we need to get beyond it and build a movement. And I'm just curious how the Green Party and other third parties can be a part of that process where we address our ecological and our social justice issues.
May I address this
sure,
first of all?
Go ahead.
Tom, I think you make a very good point. However, there are idealists. Perhaps you are such a person, and there are pragmatists such as myself. And while I wish that Bob, believe me, Tom, my greatest hope is to one day see Bob Fitrakis in Congress. Okay, that is my. I honestly have said that many times to many people that I would love to see Bob Fitrakis in Congress. But there's a pragmatic side of this that I understand how difficult that road is as a third party. And there's going to need to be a some seismic event happen in our country in order for that to be possible for a third party, be it a Green Party, be it a Libertarian Party, being it a Communist Party, to upset the balance of the two-party system. It's going to take a seismic event in our country in order to make that possible. And
okay,
when that day comes, I will welcome it. I will welcome it gladly. But until that time, it's simply not pragmatic to expect that to happen.
You know, among some of the, it's funny you say pragmatic because, you know, all due respect, appreciate your work. And I'm saying this as a friend to you, Michael, is that the word a couple times has come up down at Romneyville, and I've heard it maybe on the bus just hanging out as people take smoke breaks on the trip with Occupy Wall Street from Tampa to Charlotte, is that's a bad word. Sometimes people down here are on these trips are using it mockingly. They're saying, oh, pragmatic. That's pragmatic. That it's just this, it has such a connotation among some of the activists on the street as a lack of integrity. Again, I'm not saying that applies to you, but I just was curious what you or Bob would think. And I mentioned that right now, not to be disrespectful, but just sort of to drive home the question.
Well, you know, look, I've spent my entire life not only being active, but writing books on this. I wrote the book, The Idea of Democratic Socialism in America and the Failure of the Socialist Party, which is, read many places around the world. So, and I've been in, I've had the privilege of being in four different parties, two of them progressive parties. I was briefly in the Republican Party when I was a Ford Fellow. I worked for Robert Vanderlaan, and party, which didn't bother me when I was in it in the mid-70s, because
right.
It was a small government party, like the Libertarians, that was moderate on social issues. But when I was in that party, it was becoming an evangelical, right-wing, religious party that was not very tolerant and was really concerned with the wedge issues. I was in the Human Rights Party in Michigan, a third party that actually controlled the city government of Ann Arbor and had people in East Lansing. But they changed the ballot laws, which kicked us off the ballot. So I was in the Progressive Caucus of the Democratic Party, and I stayed there. I worked for the Citizens Party in 1980. I was a Democrat. Look, I ran for Congress against John Kasich in 1992. I was a Democratic ward person.
Darn.
I left. I know. Our one chance. I left the Democratic Party in 2000 because I felt they had become too corporate. Through the Democratic Leadership Council, the DLC, they weren't the party of the people, and I've stayed in the Green Party because I believe the Democratic Party is a war party on equal footing, even though they don't start them quite as much, and I'm opposed to drones, and I believe in universal human rights.
Now, opposed to what? I'm sorry?
I believe in universal human rights. I don't believe you can assassinate a U.S. citizen without due process. I don't believe you can put an American citizen in jail indefinitely without a trial. I believe in the Bill
Absolutely.
Of Rights. I believe in the U.S. Constitution. And as long as the Democratic Party doesn't, I'm not going to be associated with them. Plus, I realize that for the Democratic Party to do well, there must be independent movements of people. If we want Barack Obama to be all he can be, we've got to create heat and space on the streets for a movement. When the Democrats were at their best and this country was at its most liberal, Eugene Victor Debs, I consider a saint, the great socialist leader who quoted the Bible and not Marx, got 6% of the vote. It's only when they're going to be afraid of the progressive movement and people like Bob Fitrakis on the left that they'll come in our direction. It was the Socialist and Communist Party that gave us FDR. It was 6 million workers on strike in the 1930s that
right.
gave
so
us the
so
Wagner
words,
Act.
We need some of that now.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tom, you done got Bob's blood boiling, so hang on through the break, and we'll be right back with you, all right?
We shall be right back with Dr. Bob.
The fight has just begun. Fight Back with Dr. Bob Fitrakis is back after this short break.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meatpackers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meatpackers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpackers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include pork spare ribs for $2.49 a pound, a package of 10 hamburger patties, $6.95, a 10-pound bag of chicken leg quarters, $9.90, and pork, beef, or chicken bratwurst, just $3.99 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, closed Sundays. Meatpackers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meatpackers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
You gotta fight!
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Have you seen the WVKO truck driving around town? Well, I hope you have a chance to check it out soon, because it's a great way to advertise the progressive voice. And it's all thanks to Graphics for You, which is the bomb. Custom graphics by artist-in-residence Michael Sherrill. Graphics for You specializes in vehicle wraps, vehicle graphics, banner signs, and a whole lot more. Heck, they can even wrap floors and walls. Check out their website at graphicsforyou.com. That's GRAFX4YOU.com. I'll tell you what, they did a great job on our WVKO truck. Graphics for You and MES Paints are local companies owned and operated by Michael Sherrill. See the difference for yourself. Visit graphicsforyou.com or MESPaints.com. Or you can call 777-9715. If it can be covered, they can cover it.
So you heard about the guy in Toledo who found the $3 million cache of old baseball cards. And so you've been looking around in your basement and attic to see if you can get lucky. Chances are, though, you didn't find a $1 million Honus Wagner card. But you might have found some old vinyl records. So don't be discouraged. Take them to Used Kids Records at 1980 North High Street across from the OSU campus. They buy vinyl, CDs, and DVDs, but they just love that vinyl. So get rid of your recent find and get cash in return. You aren't likely to get $1 million, but hey, some cash is better than none. And if your stash is so huge you can't move it, call Used Kids at 421-9455 and they will come to you. And don't forget about Vinyl Mondays when you get 20% off on all used vinyl. Used Kids Records, 1980 North High Street, across from the OSU campus. Call them at 421-9455, and if you found any old 8-tracks or cassettes, just go ahead and talk.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com.
He doesn't just play a doctor. Bob Petrakis is a doctor. Just not that kind of doctor. Back to Fight Back with political science professor Dr. Bob Petrakis.
All right, Fight the Powers B. Tom over in Charlotte, occupying Charlotte. Tom, any last thoughts? What do you think's going to happen there in Charlotte?
What do I think is the next what? I'm sorry?
What do you think's going to happen there in Charlotte? You're occupying it, aren't you?
One guy with Occupy Wall Street on the bus with me, a longtime activist, said that, maybe it's an overgeneralization, but he said that the Republicans, the stereotype is that they have no heart. Stereotype of the Democrats is that we're sort of, you know, wimps. So he said that the Republicans maybe in Tampa were trying to show that they do have a heart, and it felt to down. I mean, we had cops visiting our camp, They're on private property. They didn't come in, but they donated 150 sandwiches, maybe 250 sandwiches, and maybe 100 bottles of water, and would wave to us. Granted, we'd have the morning revelry with the helicopter hovering overhead, but, you know, sometimes that helicopter was good, and it drowned out some of the endless political debates and just crazy talks that I heard at some of the camps. That analysis, one guy was saying that they're Democrats, might try to show that they're tough guys here, and it might be a bit of a rougher time with the cops in Charlotte. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got to roll. We'll leave you on that word, and let me just say, I hope they don't Mayor Daley you. I hope it's not 1968, and Obama and the Dems gotta whoop some Obamaville butt in order to prove they're tough on law and order. Let's hope that doesn't happen and free speech prevails. Peace, and thanks everyone who wrote condolences on the website and thanked and called me in the recent weeks and regarding the passing of my father. Peace.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Thousands of people displaced by Isaac face uncertainty and frustration. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez.